This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Megan Lynch. Attorney General Andrew Bailey calling on embattled St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery to resign by noon today or face removal.
Attorney General Andrew Bailey shares with me his biggest concern with Montgomery is the sheriff going outside the powers he possesses.
When he's making arrests, when he's handcuffing people, when he's interfering with the administration of justice in reference to the jail administrator.
Sheriff Montgomery read a prepared statement to the press later in the day, stating his refusal to resign and calling the accusations baseless.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey issued a public demand for my resignation by noon tomorrow. Not based on proven facts, not based on any court ruling, but on what's been described as widely published and disturbing allegations.
However, after, Montgomery did not stay to answer the media's questions.
I will continue to do my duties as the sheriff in protecting the courts. Thank you.
He instead left that to his attorney, David C. Mason. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
And Sean will join us this morning at 8:50 to give us the latest on that story. Disapproval of the attorney general's threat was swift from State Senator Carla May.
I believe that the voters should be the one to unelect elected officials. I don't think that that they should weaponize the writ of quo warranto.
She says that kind of action should be limited to not mismanagement, but convicted criminal activity proven in a court of law. She says if quo warranto gets used over and over, more attorneys general will be tempted to pull it out as a political tool. Andrew Bailey is expected to provide more details into his findings at a press conference scheduled for 12:30 today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will kick off his reelection campaign this week after months of speculation, WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker reports.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has scheduled several campaign events on Thursday in Chicago and Springfield to make it official. He's running for a third term for governor. That's according to multiple reports. Pritzker is the first Illinois governor to seek a third term in more than 30 years. There has been some speculation that the governor will seek a presidential run in 2028.
And coming up at 8:11, John Shaw with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute will talk more about Governor Pritzker set to run for a third term in office. A longtime St. Louis business looking to the future and letting go of some of its past. KMOX's Michael Calhoun explains.
MacArthur's Bakery in a Facebook post says they have been trying, struggling, and are not able to keep up with the big box and the grocery stores when it comes to the cost of their cakes. And so they are closing the storefront for MacArthur's Bakery and the restaurant in South County on Lemay Ferry. They are not closing the bakery, and you'll still be able to pick up online orders there, but that is the new focus for MacArthur's, going online. You'll place your orders there and pick them up. No more walk in and talk with somebody to place your order, which is something that a lot of people in the comments are lamenting.
MacArthur's will continue to occupy the Lemay Ferry space, but it will be a pickup spot for online orders only. The Pioneer Cafe in Kirkwood remains open. Victims of St. Louis's radioactive legacy have high hopes for the so-called Big Beautiful Bill making its way through Congress. Just Moms STL co-founder Dawn Chapman is seeing support in the Senate, but she says she's on standby to fly to D.C. if House members need some education about our nuclear waste and the cancers and other diseases it's caused.
So one thing that we're doing is we're watching the House members on formerly Twitter, X, and trying to gauge whether or not they're going to fight this bill or whether or not they're sending all the things that they want fixed over to the Senate for the senators to fix it so that when it gets to them, they're ready to vote. And we're hearing that July 4th is the deadline that the president wants to sign this. So honestly, we're hoping that there's not the fight in the House that there usually is.
When it comes to preventing future victims, Chapman tells KMOX's Chris and Amy show she's also concerned the complete cleanup of radioactivity from Coldwater Creek appears to be getting pushed back from approximately 2038 all the way to 2050. This year's Annie Malone Parade in St. Louis officially off. Organizers initially canceled it over budget issues. It was back on after money was raised, but then the May 16th tornado hit and the parade was postponed. It was announced that it will not be rescheduled for this year. Next year's parade already scheduled for May 17th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.